9:20 in the Bocoma Casino Studio in downtown Laurel. May 11th on a Wednesday, our sponsors are Laurel Main Street, Magnolia State Bank, Spartan Mosquito, and Shady Acres Village. Today from Southern Ice Center in Hattiesburg, Laurel, and Picayune, Dr. Cooper Nelson is a board-certified ophthalmologist, cataract, glaucoma, LASIK, vision correction surgeon specialist. Everything in the building, he does it. He holds a Bachelor of Engineering from Ole Miss. He also completed medical school there. Did his ophthalmology residency at Wake Forest, and he served as chief resident in his senior year. And then he moved his family to Hattiesburg and completed a fellowship in cataract surgery and LASIK vision correction surgery at Southern Eye Center. He's been there ever since. Dr. Nelson, great to have you back in the studio this morning. How are you?
Thanks, Will. It's good to be here. Doing good.
So I didn't realize this, but May is Healthy Vision Awareness Month. What can you tell us about Healthy Vision Month, and what do our listeners need to be aware of to help keep their eyes healthy and seeing at their best?
You know, the main focus of Healthy Vision Month is just to raise awareness of people about the health of their eyes, and it kind of gets back to that age-old proverb, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Gotcha.
And, you know, the main thing we want to emphasize to patients is that, you know, whether you're noticing problems with your eyes or not, a dilated eye exam by, you know, an eye care professional is really worth its weight in gold as far as your health is concerned.
I gotcha. That makes sense to me. Some people may be wondering, you know, if I'm not having any problems, why schedule an eye exam in the first place?
Right, and that's a great question. And I have, you know, a lot of patients ask me that all the time. So the eye is one of the only places in the human body that your doctor can look and directly see and examine the vasculature in the eye. So you can look in through a dilated pupil and see the blood vessels, the veins and the arteries in the retina. And you can see things like little areas of leakage or little areas that are pale that, you know, shouldn't be there.
Right.
And it can give you information about the health of the rest of the body, such as the heart, the kidneys, diabetes, things like that, really before the patient ever starts to develop symptoms from those problems.
Right. Okay. Well, that's amazing. You can tell all that from an eye exam?
You can. You know, when you look in the back of the eye, you can see signs of high blood pressure, which is very common, as
sure.
You know, in our society, diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol. You can see the telltale signs in the back of the eye long before that patient ever starts to develop symptoms where they would think, okay, I need to go to the doctor.
You know? Right.
And so, like most things, when you catch it early, you can treat it much better.
It's a lot more manageable.
And you have a chance to really change the health of that patient and improve their life and their quality of life.
So diabetes, high blood pressure, some of the things that you can see in the back of the eye, and those are serious enough. Are there any more serious illnesses like that, or maybe worse than that, can be spotted during an eye exam?
There are, and, you know, don't want to scare people, but, you know, cancer can metastasize to the back of the eye. That's
really
not uncommon. And then in the South, you know, with the bright sun and everything, we have a pretty high incidence of melanoma.
Right.
And melanoma is actually quite common to be picked up on a dilated eye exam. You can see it when you look in the back of the eye. That's one reason that we tell patients, look, we know it's kind of inconvenient. Nobody,
sure.
You know, it affects your reading for a couple hours after you've been dilated.
Sure.
You may be in a hurry going back to work. Don't skip that part of the exam because that's really where the doctor has a chance not only just to, you know, check and make sure your prescription is right, your vision's good, but to catch some things back there that could save your life.
Any other conditions that you can find?
We've talked about the overall health conditions that you find, but obviously the things that are unique to the eye.
Sure.
Cataracts, glaucoma, even retinal tear, retinal detachment, things like that tend to come on slow.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times patients are starting to deal with it, but they don't realize it yet because it sneaks up on you so slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can catch those things again early when you can manage it. And in the case of retinal detachment, you know, most retinal detachments start out small. You catch it early, and our retinal surgeon at Southern Eye Center gets it fixed, we can restore all your vision, or if not all of it, then certainly a majority of it.
Right. So you mentioned retinal detachment, and what exactly is that? And are there any warning signs where a patient might know?
Yeah, so the retina is a little thin layer on the back of the eye. It's like the film in our camera that the good Lord made for
right.
us. And to be healthy and perform right, it's attached to the back wall of the eye. That's where it receives its nourishment.
Okay.
And in a retinal detachment, that it starts to basically peel off, just kind of like wallpaper peeling off the wall.
Okay.
And the patient will start to notice flashes or floaters, like either black spots or cobwebs in their vision. They can start to see like a curtain moving across their vision. Those are the typical symptoms of it. And if you start to see those things, you need to call your eye doctor and come on in.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So what does the surgery look like on that? Is it a same day deal or a hospital stay?
Yeah, it's
like
same day. You know, it's a little more involved than a cataract procedure. You know, it's not a 10-minute deal, but maybe a 20-minute deal.
Okay.
It's outpatient. You don't have to spend the night in the hospital. You come to our surgery center. Dr. Jimenez gets that retina reattached. You stand up and walk out and go home using some eye drops with your eyesight, intact.
Typically safe to drive after that procedure, or do you need someone to drive you?
Well, you have to have someone to drive you day of, but once the vision clears back up, you're back in action.
Okay. You mentioned dry eyes earlier, and that spring in the Pine Belt, pollen everywhere, seasonal allergies, dry, itchy, irritated eyes. What can you and your colleagues do for a lot of these people that suffer with these type of conditions? Because it can be miserable.
It can definitely affect your quality of life. And, I suffer with a little dry eye myself, so this one hits home. But there's a lot of treatment for dry eyes now that we didn't have available to us. We're seeing more dry eye just because of increased longevity in the population. And, we have lubricants. We have what's called punctal plugs. We have some prescription medications now that are amazing treatments for dry eye that weren't available 10 years ago. So dry eye patients don't need to just suffer in silence. Come see us. Let us help you out. And we can certainly make your eyes more comfortable, help keep them healthier and seeing better.
So some people may be wondering about how to what are some steps to protect eye health rather than just coming in to fix something when something's wrong?
Right. Well, the main thing, again, with Healthy Vision Month, make a commitment to take responsibility and go in and get a dilated eye exam so you can find those serious things. Once you've done that, wearing eye protection, we live in the South, bright sun, ultraviolet light, wear some good UV 400 sunglasses. The other thing is, any activity you participate in, whether it's hammering the board back on the deck or some kind of recreational activity where there's little projectiles flying around, you need to protect your eye, wear some safety glasses. One thing I'd like to bring up real quick is I had never heard of what's called an Orbi ball, but apparently it's all the rage with like the teenagers, young adults now. It's kind of like, not like paintball, but it shoots some kind of little plastic blob that splats, and apparently it's all the rage.
Really?
And we have seen some really horrendous eye injuries.
I would imagine so.
In the clinic and in the emergency rooms. So parents who have kids that are out there having fun, don't let that get spoiled. Make sure they're wearing some safety glasses.
Yeah.
Because that, it can make some bad injuries.
I imagine so. Real quick, is there any kind of diet or something like that that can help you with your eyes?
Absolutely, and that's been an area that has, really advanced. We've advanced our understanding lately. Just real quickly, green leafy vegetables, spinach, and all the things your mom and grandma told you to eat, cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, cold water fish like salmon, and berries, blueberries, we have a lot of those here. They all contain nutrients that are important for eye health. it's hard to get all that in. We know that, especially if you're like me, you're trying to watch your weight.
Sure.
So there are some good vitamin nutritional supplements on the market now that can help patients to be sure they're getting all of the nutrients they need to keep their eyes healthy. We work with a local company out of Alabama called Lenovis that has a team of scientists that research and, you know, provide a menu of nutrients and vitamins that are safe, effective, and at a very reasonable price. And we use them to make sure our patients are taking care of their ocular health.
He's Dr. Kipper Nelson from Southern Eye Center. To schedule a consult, give him a call, 601-264-3937. That's 601-264-3937. Dr. Nelson, good to have you with us this morning.
Thanks, Will.
Have a great day. We're back in just a moment. This is Good Morning Jones County.